From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 14.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, for informing us so soon so I could actually play the thing.
Well, I only told him, like, last night, so... Not his fault.
Okay. Oh, come on, let us play again.
Yeah, give us that.
I think if you guys started downloading it right now, it might be done by the time we were done.
Yeah.
He's gonna try something. Okay.
It was working, wasn't it? Not sure what he's doing now.
It was, yes. He never knows what he's doing.
Neither do you.
Hot kettle.
I have to entertain myself somehow.
How about we talk about the latest Friday poll?
What is the latest Friday poll anyway? I forget.
Well, it had something to do with...
booty?
It.
Oh, sorry. Bootay?
the weirdest places to, you know. It sounds like someone's getting started.
You had to bring up the Friday poll. We'll have a new one on my computer desk during Polycast. What?
Now, you're the one going on about booter instead of wouter, so I wouldn't.
That's true.
I wouldn't go there.
Oh, come on. It's great. Then you can, like, think about it. You're like, wooter.
That's okay. We incorrectly pronounced your name in the first couple of pilots, so.
You still do. You pronounce it Bob. All right.
Okay.
Welcome to Polycast. We were joined by Ladder beforehand, but apparently he has decided that Polycast is not for him. He's been listening to a little too much. Oh, and... Damn, this sucks. I don't want to be a part of it. Oh, what?
Ladder, all yes, the Perron exceeded his bandwidth for the month.
Perhaps we should start with the news, because Wooter does not look like he's picking up.
I see that.
Bummer.
Some interesting type of, What was that? God?
Now I've got to have economy.
Oh.
This is the voices in your head, Imran.
They always sound like Dan. I don't know why.
That's because we sound alike. It's hard. We get confused with each other.
Right? Oh, yes. I can tell that we really want to talk about these news items. Oh, hey. Oh.
Hey, now this is a family-friendly show.
Ooh, calm down, huh? Hey, whoa. Oh.
Yeah, I can't say too much.
Okay, good.
Yay.
I didn't know if we lost him.
No, he just has to be quiet.
And try not to laugh.
At all of us. It's shiny.
Yes, I know.
Stan's like, I wish I had the shiny. Or not.
Trying to generate controversy. I guess nobody cares about you. I'm sorry. Oh,
I do.
I found a practical use for the list.
Negative 99, you're...
Reload. Save every turn, reload.
Oh, no wait. Iron Man for me.
It's not like I even try. Yeah, you know, you got Mike Myers and Dan.
Wow. I'm moving up.
Got a couple of cool ones involving a combination DLL with other modifications along with my own, modular loading system for Civilization 4, and a couple of highlights, new traits, new buildings, new wonders of the world. You've seen a couple of other little mods, things like that.
Oh, look, that person's playing as Monty. Yeah, I'm going to get them. Oh, and then after a dozen turns, it's like, well, I might not have beaten them, but they haven't beaten me. And wait, who's that? Oh. There are other people in the game.
Yeah. Other people in the game?
Oh, no. Let's go into the world builder and get rid of the... Oh, no, wait. It's not working.
Okay, good. Oh, I was just making sure.
He's just ninjaing over there.
So it was a new machine, fresh installed in Vista. It wasn't an upgrade.
Nope. I upgraded my computer. I bought my computer last year, so...
Oh.
You know, I had 1 gig RAM. Basically, it's fairly new, you know, so I just put some more RAM in, threw Vista on it, and a sieve seems to work fairly well on it. As long as you remember, you have to install the DirectX 9. I mean, it exists with DirectX 10 in tandem, so as long as you remember to do that, I mean, it'll work fine.
And they didn't mess anything else up on your machine when you put 9 on?
Well, I mean, I kept on getting these messages that said, Sid Meier's the greatest, you love him, but I figured that's okay.
What's in the sauce?
Splitter.
No comment.
Head out of the Ketterium run, head out of the
No, I mean, Vista is very stable, more stable than XP. I've had a few crashes a little bit in XP, but I haven't in Vista, so I'm pleased. And I know Mr. Where's That asks, you know, I'm sure Vista had problems soon after launch time with as inconsistent as Vista's. And it's like, I don't think he remembers XP's launch.
Oh, well.
And there were definitely some problems.
I didn't buy XP until the first service pack came out either. So that's just good policy with Microsoft.
See, the main problem with Vista currently is that the drivers of third-party hardware and all
that's definitely true.
NVIDIA has been really horrible on getting drivers out. I know that. I mean, I have an NVIDIA card. You know, people were basically threatening to storm the headquarters.
Goodness.
With pitchforks?
With pitchforks. And torches.
You know what will really stress that system of yours, Imran? Try some of these big mods, though. You get like a gajillion extra civilizations and a gajillion extra units added to the game. Just all the art files alone.
I don't need to play the Canadian Civ. I'll give that to Dan. Actually, I haven't modded Civ too much, but I don't know. I guess something like that might take a bit of processing power.
Imran, it's okay to admit if you don't know how to install the mods.
I have a problem. I can install the mods. I just haven't yet. I like Civ 4.
Flavor units, they've got almost hundreds of graphical unit arts, giving each ethnic group and civilization's different look and feel. Just purely graphic change, though. Includes the latest AI code by Blake. Gonna be in practically all of your big modifications now. That's become, like, de facto. Massive reorganized and balanced civics with additional civics. Practically all the civics changed around and made more realistic. New general buildings for all civilizations, along with general units that can be built by all civilizations. Simulate issues of a larger empire, supply lines, and strategic needs of different units and types. Focuses on the following: game balance, unit balance, tactical balance between all available civics, realism, blah blah blah, archers will not destroy tanks, yada yada, more realistic warfare, strategic depth. No. They felt that was non-realistic. Depth by using the advantage of units to counter your enemy, yada yada.
No, and not only does it have an official thread over at CFC, it also has its own dedicated sub-forum, which is more than we can say for Polygast. Oh, wait, that's another issue altogether.
And its own site as well, too. It's got a multiple team members working on it together. And of course, they've included many little modifications from other people as well, just too many to even list.
I think that's even the best, and that's actually addressed further in the description of this. No way to stack all holy cities in one city and abuse the system. Other civilizations have a chance of converting into unique religions.
Yes, you know, a lot of our nomad players like to get all the religions.
Yes, let's send our one missionary to one city and have the whole civilization convert. Oh, tie-in.
And the main lead developer on the CCCP Civilization 4 Core Community Project mod. It's a combination of many little mods to the game's code, intending to create a neutral base for people to build mods upon. Yeah, I mean, just the amount of code involved in these things to convert. It was a big deal to change over just to Warlords when people had original mods. And these Warlords mods now are like twice as much modifications as the code. And the Beyond the Sword is supposed to be an even bigger modification, so the amount of integration you're going to have to do afterwards is going to be huge.
That was the first workshop segment since the second pilot?
There's a reason why.
I was like, nuts? What are those?
We need someone who actually knows what they're talking about on the show.
Enter Impaler.
Yay!
Okay, I take requests.
No, it was a surprise, I know. So that's right, folks. As you're listening to this Polycast episode and you're hearing it, this is the first time everyone else has heard it on the panel. Well, when we recorded it, of course.
Isn't that true for everything else on the show?
Yeah, I've used some of the same graphics that were being pulled. I mean, the graphic artists constantly producing these buildings, and some of them get used for mods, you know. People assign different values to them, like, okay, this is going to be this, and what the actual effect is going to be. So someone will have, like, this Sphinx-like building. One mod will do one thing, another mod will do another thing. It's not really consistent. But I like to do actually combine the arts and the new code that I write to produce a new effect. So it's, like, totally brand new. Instead of just duplicating something that already exists, it's like this is just another Sistine Chapel.
It'll be even better when we have our next guest host, Dan.
How about
let's invite them but not tell them.
They'll only know if they listen to Polycast. Oh, he muted you.
I'm not exactly sure what just happened.
I was looking at girls playing Civ and Dan was talking and I was like, what?
Ooh, you were on Maca's site? Should we move on before this turns into a...
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's bad, too, because now, what is it, in the field of cell phones, coming out with their Shine phone, we may never see Dan again. Oh, shiny. Ooh, look at shiny again.
And again.
But I should go to this Civ 4 Bolt University. Let's see. New thread. The World Builder Strategy. Oh, no. Wait, we went through this already.
No.
Nobody listens to me.
Well, we knew that.
Anybody notice that at some point, though, the topic of the conversation in this thread shifted completely? MJW and Blake back and forth lobby.
Huh?
Yeah, but Blake knows a lot, so it's educational.
Yeah, I mean, we let Blake do whatever he wants.
Okay, I did not say that.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yes, you did.
Actually, I didn't really get to do much intro. I was wondering if I could do a little short intro
by
myself.
Yes.
And you're the first one who's asked.
You're the first one who cares enough.
Yeah, I mean, most people are already pretty well known, but I'm not so known on Poly because all my modding's been done in other places.
You're forgiven,
like
yes,
that.
Please continue.
But,
Dan, edit that out.
No.
That's good.
Don't worry, he'll edit it. Post-production, it makes us all sound the smart. Even yep. Dan.
Oh, speak for yourself.
You wanted to know why you were on the show, Imran? There you go.
I was on the show? I thought it was just a bad dream every 2 weeks. I guess the rest of us have to stay, don't we? Dan wants to yell at us.
Yeah.
I didn't mean
That's
to.
Right. You guys treated Ken badly. I'm ashamed.
Right. You're not ashamed of anything. Who are you kidding?
Let's see, where is that rant thread about? We really should talk about that.
Not
so I'll send you upload instructions and where to send your payment to shortly. And I'll take care of that.
Don't pay him a thing.
Sorry, Ken, absolutely everything you said is being totally obliterated by...
Something.
Oh, I don't know who is making that sound, but,
not me.
Wild guess. Run.
Oh, I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here.
Uh-huh.
I'll find out when I get the feeds.
Yep. Exactly. The proof is in the pudding.
Pudding? There's pudding now. Okay, so yes, what I wanted to talk about. My take it.
Can you hold on for a minute? I want to open the door here. I'm cooking.
Oh, okay.
2 seconds.
What was that scratching anyway?
I don't know.
That was really weird.
What's weird?
Oh, it really wasn't you?
No, it really wasn't me. I sat back and I didn't do anything. I was just, huh. You know, I don't know what it was.
Mm, you sat back and didn't do anything. What else is new?
There we go.
What, did you say you were cooking something?
Yeah.
Did you say he was cooking something?
I was cooking.
Oh, you can hear him in the background saying he was. He was. He just burned it.
You're quiet
again.
Good
job, Dan.
I think this is punishment for him not making enough of whatever it is he cooked for
all
of us. Will
it be cold by the time it got here?
I think so. I know why you're taking off. You're going to visit me for my birthday. Oh.
It's your birthday? I'm glad I'm not going to be around. Oh.
Oh. All right, continue on.
I might see a message, you know, after the recording of, you know, episode 15. Dan, come back. Water messed it up.
No.
Dan, don't come back. Water's better than you.
Only Imran would be that cruel.
Then I'll finish what Marco started.
I'm a bastard. Wait a second. That's not cool. All right.
All right, so I said I'll still be talking to you over PM, but as far as this goes, goodbye from me for 4, 5, 6 weeks. But I will be listening to the show. I will
Yay.
Be sure to tune in.
Oh,
well, at least we'll have one listener.
I can't say crap about him then.
No, we especially say it because we know he's listening.
Can't say anything in return.
And he won't be able to do anything about it.
Control panel, account, and... And yes, I will continue to name the episodes now as I did with the last episode, not after the number, except for special circumstances.
What about for episode 21? We're all drunk now. It makes no sense for, you know, because we have Europeans folks on this show.
Episode 18. I can now vote not to listen to this show.
If we ever get to 42, there you go.
Sure, we can put a joke in for episode 24.
Kills everyone.
I think of another number, but this is a family-friendly show.
Yeah, I could just see it. Episode... Dan and Mackie get crazy.
No.
Oh, man. Oh.
Well, laters, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Good episode, folks.
Yeah. Imran?
Yes?
I generally like to end a conference when it's where there's silence, so I don't know what you think you're doing, but...
Sorry. I was posting on your website. You ungrateful fool.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
Yes, it is.
Copyright 2007, a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net.